huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it, as I do all of yours, on Behind Big Brother.
This is the Behind Big Brother podcast. I am Vid, and it's day 90-something in the Big Brother house.
Man, who gives a stuff? I can't wait for this thing to finish.
As you might have heard, we have a special guest on today. His name is Josh. You might have known him from the forums and around the place. Say hi, Josh.
Hello, how are you all going?
Fabulous.
Oh, it's only you. I thought more people would be answering.
No, unfortunately not. We haven't got that technology just yet.
It's just you and me, hey?
Yeah. So, what's been going on? How do you think? What are your thoughts on this series thus far?
Well, oh God, you know, people ask me that every single series since, you know, it started in 2001, and I have not had anything good to say about the series since then. I mean, you know, every series has its good points. You know, last season was, you know, the boobs and the butts and stuff like that. This season, I don't have any good points for this season yet, but I'm living in hope. But, you know, this series, with the adults-only element taken away and the sex taken away, it's really hit rock bottom. And, you know, the empty promises from Big Brother, these bullshit tasks that keeps going on, I haven't got anything good to say about it. What about you, mate? Have you got anything good about this series yet?
At the beginning, I was really interested in it. I thought they're actually going to redeem themselves this year, and then it just didn't happen. It just flopped. That what was it called? The under-the-radar bullshit, whatever.
Oh,
that was.
That.
That was the beginning of the end, and it just stopped from there on. I watch daily shows like once or twice a week just so I know what I'm going to podcast about. I watch the evictions just to know who goes, but they're usually not a surprise. We'll talk about later. This was the only eviction this season that was a surprise. The tasks are boring. The only one I can remember was the one that was last week, only because it was last week. I can't remember anything else, and it looks like the housemates are going to... Big Brother's supposed to be evil, like you were saying, the promises that just haven't been fulfilled. Big Brother was supposed to be evil, but the housemates are going to be winning their money back. What's up with that?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I was watching, you know, when the ads start, you know, Big Brother will be evil, and everyone else is like, oh my God. I'm sitting there going, yeah, whatever. That's a lot of shit, you know. What the fuck? You know, you can't be evil. But look, here's an interesting thing that I found out just with watching this. You know those two jokers going out to that Wave Rider thing in a vain attempt to, like, you know, give Dreamworld some free advertising.
Yeah, I threw up all over my television during that little stunt.
That's disgusting, Vid. You should really stop that. It's not good for your health. But the thing is that, you know how, you know, there's rumours that they steal all these tasks from Big Brother UK?
Yep.
I heard one of the producers speak, and I've also heard one of the producers speak during the audition videos, and the producers are Brits. So, obviously, there's rumours that they stole the tasks from UK, and from, you know, from what I've seen, it looks like they've stolen the producers from UK.
Yeah, one of, I think it was Claire's audition tape or something like that, one of the, no, it was Camilla's, one of the women speaking was, yeah, she had a British accent.
Yeah, it was Claire. She's like, what do you like about animals? But one would think, one would put one and one together and think, you know, obviously, they've ripped as much as they can out of this other series. Why isn't it as good? You know, it's insane. Like, just watching some of the clips with that Tourette's guy and Big Brother UK, I was pissing myself laughing. And I would actually watch that series, you know. There is something seriously missing from the Australian series, and I think it lies all the way to the top.
Yeah.
You know, there is a serious, serious issue.
Well, it was. It all happened when the executive producer changed over, but,
exactly.
You know that.
And, you know, there's serious problems with leather jackets and afros, and they just don't belong in and they never have. They really should abduct, you know, the EP from the UK series, bring him over, get a good series of Big Brother, and show the public what it's about. It's insane. You know, personally, I've not watched an episode this season to, all the way through. It is just so goddamn boring. I cannot believe it. The tasks this season are stolen. I actually haven't seen any this season from Big Brother UK that they've stolen, which is interesting. But this rope tying together task, I was banging my head on the desk because they actually did it last series.
Yeah, it's been done every series. You know, let's tie the housemates up. Yeah. Let's make them feel uncomfortable, even though it doesn't work.
Let's ring a bell and make them dance like pirates. You know, what the fuck? Think of something that's interesting, you goddamn idiots. You know, you have the greatest minds. You've got government grants coming out of every orifice. You'd think that they'd be able to put some good television on. I mean, shit, you could hire a 12-year-old child to get more interesting ideas than, let's dress up like pirates and shit like that. And Jesus Christ, Vid, have you seen these two faggot intruders? Quite honestly, I have not watched... I haven't watched it because I've been at work, but I'm thinking, who are these homos in the house? And they're given a free ride through the last week.
Yeah, that was. I was going to mention that before. With this eviction, it was the only one that was actually shocked. I mean, Centrebet usually have it 99% right, and then this one today. I mean, not today. Yesterday, we saw Claire and Crystal go, and Crystal basically came out of nowhere. I totally expected one or at least two of these intruders to leave, and they're still there. And they must be thinking, "We're so special. We're so fantastic. People actually like us." When no, they actually really don't. And as soon as the next opportunity, I think it's a Wednesday, the next eviction is or whatnot, they're going to be out. So
well, look, Vin, even that's debatable because we all know, you know, this latest news about Crystal's eviction loan and all this bullshit that's going through. I mean, for all we know, Crystal could have had a huge amount of votes to save, and they haven't gone through because their eviction loans are
fucked up. Conspiracy theory.
Well, the thing is that, you know, the eviction lines really, you know, to be fair, aren't the responsibility of Big Brother or Southern Star. I mean, you know, they're an external company. They're run by an external company. So, you know, we really can't blame them. But, Jesus, if you're going to run a competition, you've got to make sure it's done correctly. I mean, you don't see these lotto people, you know, screwing around with that because it's obviously sanctioned by the government. But, you know, you win lotto, you win $700,000. You win Big Brother, you win $700,000. There's really not that much difference. And it's essentially a competition that should be run with the dignity of a competition. It's insane.
I don't know why they kept with Legion Interactive, which they must have a deal with Channel 10 or something like that, seeing as they do Idol, Big Brother, and all the rest of them. But after they stuffed up Breeze voting, you'd think they'd go for another company. Geez. Or Gretel even said back then, we got a secondary company to look at the votes and recalculate them. Why not just stick with the other one? At least they got it right.
Look, you know, I really can't get started on this topic of, you know, the millions and millions of dollars they're making out of this series because, you know, my blood pressure will grow up and I'll have veins bursting in my forehead. But, you know, I was reading an article a while ago that rung very true, and the simple fact is that, you know, Big Brother is a brand in Australia more so than anywhere else in the world. I mean, people might not know it, but in Big Brother UK, it's actually free to ring up. Or was that Big Brother America? Anyway.
Yeah, I think it's Big Brother America. It's free. In the UK, I think 15 pence or whatever their money is gets put towards charity, whereas here, 55 cents, straight to Big Brother.
Exactly, and they're not disguising the fact that, you know, the product placement, the Dreamworld advertisements, the 55 cents. I mean, if you really want to be fair, I mean, they might use the argument, oh my God, you know, people can call up 60 million times if they use a 1-800 number. But it's really not that hard these days to only allow one number a vote. So, you know, say my number's 1-800, you know, blah, 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 blah. If I call from that number, you know, I can only register one vote. So there really is no reason why they have to charge them 55 cents per phone call, apart from the fact that they're just trying to roll in this immense amount of money.
They know how much it's worth. I mean, the target audience is the, what is it, 14 to 26, I think, something along that age bracket. Those people are the people with the money.
Exactly, and they're the 14-year-old girls who, you know, have this lust over these housemates, and as it's been reported, buy $20, you know, SIM cards just so they can put it all on to saving that one housemate. Yeah. And by the way, that save vote on Sunday, I'll put money on it that it's votes to save David. And just from those votes to save, I'd say that he is going to take out this.
I honestly don't know why people love him so much. All I see when I turn on my television or turn on the live streaming is just him looking like he's straining. He needs to go to the toilet, or his face is always filled with horror. And
I'll tell you something, you know, he is good television. I was watching it on Sunday night when those two homos went back into the house after they didn't get evicted.
And he's crying.
The look of sheer horror on his face was just worth it. I mean, give him 700 grand, you know, it's obviously deserving. I mean, I really had Claire pegged to be the winner, and I've said it on a few radio stations, and now I have to go on tomorrow and look like a dick and say, well, she got evicted. Fuck. But I really have no idea. I mean, obviously, as you've seen, you know, Centrebet has, you know, Dave as the winner. But fuck, what would happen if one of these homo intruders won it?
I think that'd be a huge scandal. There'd be they weren't supposed to win. Well, not from the Big Brother side, but from these, from the journalists and from behind Big Brother and everyone, because they're not. They've only been in there for what, 2 weeks now. We don't know them. No one knows them. I'm behind Camilla to win. She's at $3.40, and David's at $1.90. And I want Camilla to win. I think she's brought the most to the house out of anyone, and she's actually an interesting person to watch on television. So
exactly,
I'm more behind her to win.
Well, look, you know, logic says, how the hell, if, you know, us being huge Big Brother fans who have a website about it and stuff like that, how can us not know anything about these intruders, yet millions of Australians vote and save these homos and vote out, you know, two really well-known housemates. I mean, obviously, you know, Crystal's a dirty whore, and, you know, she should have been thrown out of that house a very long time ago, quite honestly. But, I mean, Claire really didn't have any bad qualities. Yes, she was, you know, going under the radars, whatever anyone said, but she actually looked like one of the most genuine people in that house.
I think that was why she was evicted, because the public didn't know her as much. Even though she seemed nice from, I don't know, I guess you say the older people who understand the concept of Big Brother, how things work, things like that. But the people who just watch it for the entertainment factor, well, the entertainment factor that's just gone missing, they just see a blank person, whereas they know David, Camilla, Max and Chris, apparently, better than...
That's what I was going to say, you know. Obviously, the public knows these two intruders who have been in the house for like a week more than this poor girl who's been enduring this bullshit in this house for like a month. But another interesting thing, I don't know if you watch it during the nominations, I watch it for sheer enjoyment, is the fact that the Big Brother guy, you know, the guy who does the voices, obviously seems to have these scripted things, so no matter what they say...
He's got a reply for him.
He's got a reply, that is not good enough. And, like, you could rattle off this 5-minute why you hate this bitch and wanted to die and get out of this house. And he's like... You are not being honest. I mean, how the fuck do they know?
That's a cop-out.
They've obviously got those lie detectors still going, you know, flipping a coin in the production. But, I mean, that under-the-radar thing, I'm sorry I'm ranting, but Jesus Christ, I've got a lot to get off my chest. The voice stress analysis, there's been studies that saying that it's less than 50% accurate. So why don't we just have Gretel on stage dressed as a monkey flipping a coin?
It would be more. It would be more accurate. That I would watch the show for that.
Doesn't Gretel look disgusting? I just got a flash.
She looked all right. She looked all right on Sunday. Actually, that was one of her better outfits. I think maybe something's happened to her. Whatever it's called, her costume designer. But it's slowly getting better. But there's still the horrific ones that we can't get over.
Oh, apparently Gretel actually goes out to Sydney by herself or with an assistant and goes and picks her himself.
Oh, God.
Thinking, she's obviously left her glasses at home because, Jesus Christ, some of the things she wears, absolutely disgusting. But one of the things I really like about Gretel and also Mike Goldman more is the fact that as the series goes on, you can actually measure the days of the series by how long the black eyes is.
Under their eyes, and especially Mike, who must never get sleep. He must never sleep.
You know, I'll tell you something honestly. You know, Mike Goldman may be a media whore, but he is one of the nicest guys, you know, from personal experience. And he puts his heart and soul into that series and is absolutely fucking rooted when it finishes. And, you know, a lot of people saying that he should be hosting it next year. And look, I completely agree.
You agree with that? Do you reckon that it would give them an extra boost if they change the host? Or do you reckon I reckon it's more than that, than just the host.
Just between you and me, the content of the series is much more important than the host.
Yeah.
And look, I would be very happy if we had Gretel hosting with Big Brother UK executive producers. But it almost seems that the broadcasting laws over in the UK are much more lax and allow them to get away with a lot more than the stuff that they can get away with in Australia.
Well, I want to talk about something here, but if you haven't watched, I don't remember what day it is in Big Brother UK, but if you're a watcher and you're not up to date, you might want to turn it off for the next couple of minutes. But we had this big turkey slap incident here in Australia with whatever their names were, Ashley and John, I've forgotten already. In the UK series, there's a housemate called Ashleen and there's another housemate called Spiral, and they weren't both in the shower. Spiral was in the shower and Ashleen was just brushing her teeth or something like that, and she was singing a song to Spiral, but she was basically giving him shit. Anyway, he ran out of the shower naked, fully naked, and went and hugged her and, like, sort of rubbed himself against her. She was in her pajamas, but ran out and hugged her, and then, it was basically the same response as with Camilla. She was sort of a bit shocked and said, that's really gross, and then walked away, but in the next daily episode, she went to Big Brother and said, you know, I didn't feel comfortable, but it was that's his humour. And then because of their later time slot, they were actually allowed to show the footage the night before of what happened. And they were, because of the mature, the more mature audience there, they were allowed to show what they actually said to Spiral in the diary room. And they said to him, you know, that can be taken as sexual assault. You do realise that it was wrong. And they drilled him for it on national television. But they kept him in the house because they knew that if they showed it and they showed how he got reprimanded, that there wouldn't be a huge scandal over it. And because there was only 24 hours between the two different shows, there wasn't any time for the media to go absolutely insane. And Big Brother didn't close up shop in the UK and say, we're not going to talk about it, we're not commenting. They had 24 hours to get it all out there, and they put it on a national television show, what happened. And it just, there's been nothing about it. There's been nothing. And it was basically the exact same thing that happened here. That's why I say every single series, later time slot, would do Big Brother Australia a world of good.
Well, not even that. Just building on what you're saying, a lot of the critics from this Turkey Slap incident have said, you know, Big Brother is essentially a microcosm of Australian society, which it essentially is. And firstly, just on a side note, I think that if that footage of the Turkey Slap in Australia wasn't broadcast on the internet, nothing would have been done, just personally.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the Big Brother response, you know, Big Brother is obviously seen as an authority figure, like a parent. And if you will, the parent's response to a sexual assault is to cover it up and remove them and to get on with the show. When, you know, just as in Big Brother UK, they could have brought them into the diary room, drilled them, you know, obviously, you know, said to the Australian audience and these housemates that, hey, look, it's happened.
It's not cool.
It could happen in society. It's not cool. But what they do, you know, they manipulate the house more and screw with it and change it more so it's even less of a representation of what, you know, a microcosm of the society is. So you've got something that is so fake and something that is so manufactured when it's supposed to be so natural, and that's just fucking wrong.
And then keeping Ash and John, by basically locking them down, they actually did get locked down, was just, they should have pumped out a press release straight away with quotes from, with an interview with them. It would have, and the show would have just kept going, and there wouldn't have been the politicians jumping on this bandwagon and everything else. Anyway, in the end of it, I think it's actually come out all right, because people, younger kids especially in the public, because it's been such a huge thing, kids know about that sort of stuff, and I've heard even my younger sister, she said that they were talking about, she watches Big Brother, and they were talking about it at school, and the teacher got involved and said, you know, that's an example of something that doesn't get accepted in society. Look what happened. Look at how the politicians jumped on this and said how things are wrong. And it's good that people are talking about it now, even though it's such an awful thing to happen. It's still awesome that people are talking about it and they're actually going to take something in from it, even though it wasn't like meant to happen, but oh well.
The flip side of that is a news article that's been recently published in the Courier Mail up here in Queensland, saying that there's been a school where there has been Turkish slap incidents with students who are 14 or 15 years old. And although, you know, you're going to have responsible teachers and parents who take them aside and say, look, you know, this is bad, they're still, you know, looking at it on the internet, and there will be some parents and some teachers who don't say anything about it, and they see it as acceptable and cool and, you know, different shit like that. So there obviously is someone within the production team who does have a bit of, you know, communist Nazi type weird value system whereby they think that if something weird happens, you know, holy shit, media blackout. I mean, look at Belindagate a couple of years ago, the same thing happened. So all we've got to do is go through the staff list and see who's the same from 2 years ago and, you know, work out who the perpetrator of this is, because I mean, it's another aspect of the series that could be improved. And, you know, improving that aspect could lessen this political response. And I don't know if it's true, but there was a rumour going around that Johnny Howard was passing legislation to outlaw these type of reality television shows where there's a lockdown within a house. And personally speaking, the way it's going, I actually hope that that legislation is passed, because the way they're treating these housemates from a psychological aspect is absolutely disgusting. From what I've heard from previous housemates, there is no debriefing of their experience when they've been locked in a house for getting on, 3 months now?
Yep.
And there's no care whatsoever about the housemates. So I'm actually worried, you know, as a psychologist, I'm actually worried about, you know, the psychological health of these housemates. And recently in the newspaper, once again, there was Irina coming in and having a bit of a chat about her time. And there's a post-series depression episode that most of the housemates go through when they realize that, hey, we're only 10-minute stars.
Yep.
And that's what they're putting 100 people through now. And anyone that puts 100 people through that shit in a psychological experiment would get fucked up through ethics committees and stuff like that. And, you know, essentially there is no ethics because it is a huge money-making machine.
But I think with the politicians and whatnot jumping on the bandwagon, that's not called for. Oath. If it was... If he was honestly concerned about this, why not do not an undercover, but an inquiry. Find out what's going on, and then start passing these legislations. Not let one big thing come up in the media, in the public eye, and then say, oh, well, we better do something about it now. I mean, if they were actually worried, and they should have done it on the sly, and then not on the sly, but figured out what was going on, and if something is wrong, do something about it. Not wait for something huge to pop up, and then do it.
Then you've got, you know, Peter Beattie up in Queensland defending it, because obviously Big Brother is the flagship as a Queensland made production. It's a flagship of, you know, the Queensland media productions that are produced.
And it gives people their jobs, and I don't think for him he's actually got a head on his shoulders, and it's not just about the publicity. It's because it gives people their jobs, and we're in in Australia at the moment. There's people, there's an unemployment. It's a big issue here. So giving people jobs is great. It's what we need. So that's
definitely. And you know, we're giving how many housemates this year? Isn't there something like 27 that have been
something ridiculous? I don't know. The flash header doesn't even fit on my screen every morning.
Man, it's chugging my computer, but you know, they're giving 27 or so housemates their 10 minutes of fame. Hopefully, give them a bit of money. You know, another funny thing is that these two intruders getting a car when they get evicted. I'm assuming they're going to be evicted, you know, before the final three, and we're going to see Dave Camilla and who's the other guy?
Jamie
got through to the final three, or could be through to the final three. I mean, what the hell? You know, I had him pegged as going out in week six or something like that, just after Rami's girlfriend went. But Jesus, hell. And another thing, Vidi, I want to bitch about just before we go, is the fact that bloody Galen was parading around in that eviction like a pork chop.
What was with his hair? Did you see that? He was just like he'd just come out of a tornado or something similar.
In every season, there's this bogan. There is your token bogan. And last season, it was Glenn, and he made Australian blokes look like absolute...
What about Heath? It was Heath as well. Heath was a bit of a bogan.
Jesus Christ, I can't even remember that guy. I remember, you know, that other... What's his bloody name? Glenn, because he was a big cockhead. But, you know, there's a bogan every series who fucks with everyone. And Galen went on national radio and admitted that he was getting with heaps of chicks. And... You know, then he parades up on the eviction stage like, you know, he's been faithful to Crystal and shit like that. I mean, Jesus, as soon as she finds out, she's going to be back on the pole, you know, surrounded by guys and chicks, and then Gal will be turfed out in the cold where he belongs. It's insane. It really is insane.
I think the only reason that he was brought back is because Big Brother loves having a love story or something similar. It happens every series. So getting him back, all the people who look at the show just for entertainment value, like I said before, will be like, oh, isn't that cute? When in real reality... He's bonking whoever he can, and Crystal's going to be doing something similar, so...
Exactly, and didn't we know that was going to happen from the start? I mean, you just look at the housemates going, I'll wait for you, baby, and then, you know, you just envisage Crystal just fucking everyone in the room, and it's so fucking true. I mean, anyone in their right mind who is in that position would not stay faithful to one single person.
I even think with Jamie and Katie, I don't think it'll be Katie who sleeps around, it'll be Jamie, just because he's a guy and he's a bloke's bloke, and that's just what is going to happen.
Quite definitely, and I remember, I believe it was one of the Logans I was talking to after the series, and he's like, man, I fucking had a threesome. I'm like, well, good on you, mate, you know, that's what you deserve, you know, you go through that shit, go for it. But one of the things I couldn't believe is they brought Crystal's mum on as one of Crystal's friends, and they brought Gail on as one of Crystal's friends, and I'm thinking, God, she mustn't have many friends if they're, you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel. You know, bringing on these people.
Ex-housemates who still have contracts with them and they don't have to pay to fly in because they're probably still on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, speaking of ex-housemates, you know, Bree and Ryan, what do you think? They're aging a bit or they're still going strong?
I think we got a voicemail. I'll chuck it on the end of this podcast. Someone rang in and said they should stop being so biased because they, last week, I think, I don't watch Friday Night Live, so I don't know, but apparently on Friday...
Oh, it's good television. You are missing out.
They were drilling David and giving him so much shit, and it really sways votes because a lot of people tune in for Friday Night Live, and them being really biased has got a lot to do with who goes, I think.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, Gretel saying to poor old Michael, I mean, I'm not being biased, but, you know, Gretel going on the attack and to Michael and saying, we don't edit shit. It's just an absolute crock of crap. I mean, you're not producing 24 hours in a single show, you dumb bitch. Jesus Christ. You know, they obviously edit it. They're trying to bring out storylines. And fuck, if you're the bad person for that week, you are screwed.
Yeah,
for those
if you're a bad person for a week, if you're not nominated, you're fine. If you're nominated and you take the road of being a punk housemate, you're just going to get kicked out.
Yeah, bloody oath. And, you know, that brings me back to bloody Merle and Luck and those jokers like that. You know, classic Big Brother viewing. Absolutely classic. Yeah. I mean, I remember getting a call from guys at that eviction just going, holy fucking shit! And, you know, we need more times like that, because that really does make the television. But, look, I believe it's going to come back next year. I mean, if you asked me a month ago, I would have said no way. Yep. Absolutely no way it's going to come back. But, you know, I feel that although this turkey slapping incident has cast a shadow over the production, there is just way too much money involved.
I say this every year, but I honestly hope that before auditions, they sit down and they say, this is what we want to do with the house. This is the housemates we need to make this, to work this out. These are the tasks we want to go for. We want to, if they want to go for evil, we're actually going to do it. And they sort everything out and have everything set in stone and things that haven't been done 40,000 times before in international Big Brother series and make it new and fresh and just actually entertain the long-time watchers of Big Brother who love Series 1, 2 and 3 and are just getting bored of it now.
Look, I'll tell you the big secret that they have to realise, and it lies in the fact that Big Brother is not a cash cow, and in the countries where they're focusing on the series and not on the product placement, making money off it and trying to market it as a brand, the viewers love it because they're actually putting more into the series. In countries such as Australia, it has to profit, whether because that's the way they've made it or that's the way it has to be for it to be profitable. It's ruining the series because they're looking at, you know, what do our audiences want? What's going to make them vote? And that's all they care about. You know, they don't care about performing, you know, an entertaining series, because although you may provide an entertaining series, it's not going to pay off. You know, the payment comes from these guys when people dial up to get people, you know, nominated to throw it out of the house. And look, even with this series, even if you do dial up, there's no guarantee that you're actually going to get through. So, you know, the whole system as a machine is failing miserably. And, you know, Vid, I'm sorry to say it, but the only way they're going to fix it next season, which I don't think they will, because it obviously needs to make money for some reason, is to throw away this, you know, money-making cash cow image and, you know, to bring on some real television. And I do not think that's going to happen. So I'm sorry, but I'm moving to the United Kingdom.
On the last thing before we go by talking about the money, I put a poll on the website a couple of days ago.
What'd you do that for?
And the question was, should BB allow housemates to win back the money they've lost? And I thought it was going to be a definite no, they shouldn't, they don't deserve it. But I've got yes, they deserve it, no way, and isn't Big Brother supposed to be evil this year? And basically every single one of them are on about 30%, and there's been about 3,000 votes. And I was really shocked at that. People, they actually think that Big Brother should not stick to his promises and give the housemates their money back. When he said that in the beginning of the series, I'm going to be evil and you're not going to get your money back, the money that you lose is lost. Why is he giving it back? Yeah. I can't get my head around that, but
Mike Goldman or another one of the officials, I remember them saying that Big Brother never lies, which I fell over laughing at, but I managed to keep on listening. I believe that the first 2 weeks or a certain time period of money that they lost, they won't be able to get back, but the rest of the money they will be able to get back. And I'm trying to work out when the hell they're going to win this money back.
I think it's this Friday.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, that's what I meant to say. I'm having brain farts because I've been talking for too long. But, you know, Mike Goldman saying, you know, the end of Friday Night Live, of course, they're not going to get the rewards room next week because they're going to be playing on Friday Night Live for the reinstatement of the, what is it, $600,000 minus $200,000 I've lost or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So obviously it's going to go up a bit, but they're not going to get it all back.
The only way I can see it by them not breaking their promise, in inverted commas, is if the housemates win the money back just for themselves, sort of like the MasterCard challenge we had in season 2 and 3, I think, where the housemates don't win money back for the kitty, they win money for themselves, which would be interesting because they'd be winning it. They'd know that they'd definitely have that money, but they still shouldn't be winning it back in the first place.
Oh, mate, you know, Friday Night Live needs a bit of a makeover. The series needs a bit of a makeover.
It needs to be axed. Oh, whoops, did I say that?
Well, look, you know, I really wouldn't have a problem if they axed the series, right, and just put a satellite feed of Big Brother UK.
A separate channel. I mean, they've got so much digital bloody bandwidth left. Just throw us another...
Do you remember 2 years ago when we sit, you know, the optimists that we are, thinking, oh, fuck, you know, they're going digital.
Yeah.
You know, we could have a 24-hour channel. Oh, wow, could we please have a 24-hour channel? Holy shit. And, you know, silence from the communist state, you know, nothing.
Well, that's just because of our laws. They're not allowed to even show anything that doesn't get broadcast on free-to-air analog, so they can't even show it, except the ABC.
Yeah, but they're actually... They're allowed to run a digital channel if it's being broadcast. For instance, if on Channel 10 at Sunday night from 7:30 till 8:30 when they have it, they can have the Digital 2 channel as a live feed of the house, which would be bloody awesome, wouldn't it? You know, to be using your noggins and getting it interesting, but no.
But no, they're not making money. It's too hard. They're not making money, though. That's what it comes down to.
Fuck. Vid, I'm waiting for the legal threat to go on, to come to me saying, you know, take back the statement where you're saying we're trying to make money, or we will sue you for $30,000, you know. Fucking bastards.
We only want more money, so we'll just sue you again.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. But, you know, being fair, they might have to earn that money to pay for this series. We don't know the arrangement. So it's a little bit unfair, you know, axing them when, you know, there might be a legitimate reason why they're trying to make so much money.
Or not,
they could just be cockheads, but you know.
Oh, anyway, thanks for talking to us today, Josh, and I'll chuck the voicemails on the end of this podcast, and I think we're doing another one, I don't know who with, we haven't figured that out yet, at the end of the series. Until then...
Get Toilet Duck.
Yeah, we'll get her back on.
She's gorgeous.
But
I love Toilet Duck.
Until then, enjoy the forum, sorry the podcast page got taken down, I'll have it up. Well, by the time you're listening to this, it'll be back up. But
who broke it? Who broke it?
It would have actually been me that broke it.
Yeah, you bastard.
Oh, well, anyway, see you later, guys.
See you later.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Australia, for picking Crystal and saving my eyes. I cannot thank you enough, Australia, for voting Crystal out. Mwah, 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 mwah. Bye.
This is Big Brother. Crystal is a man. That is all.
Hey, Snip 104, what happened to your video podcast? I see you haven't made any more. Looks like it flopped. Get your tranny self. Yeah, player master. Tranny 4, I'll see you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Tracy. I think it's about time you opened back up the registration for the forums. Demo Mass is long gone now and things have settled down, so why can't we register? Enjoyed listening to your podcast and would like to participate with your website and your forums. Cheers. I hope you play this and realise that other people who are adult and over the age of 40 would like to join your website. Cheers.
Hello, I think Chris Noble can go fornicate himself with an iron stick. Honestly, if you are going to copy ideas from other seasons, do it right and copy some good ideas. And copy some more ideas so the Big Brother shows aren't boring as watching paint dry. Or watching Jamie's pants fall, either way. Anyway, Big Brother, this season is totally boring. I do not watch it apart from some nominations, some Friday Night Live, you... And evictions. Evictions are pretty much the only shows I watch now because it just got so dull and boring and stagnant.
Yeah, hi, this is Annie again. This time I don't have a croaky voice. I just want to say a couple of things. I'm really, really pleased that we have somebody like Game Master on the site. I'm not really going to go into details because I don't want to spoil it, just in case someone might get into trouble, but to Game Master, thank you so much for the input that you give to the site. The second thing I'd like to say is that I really, really would like the Friday Night Live host, which is Bree, Fitzy and Mikey, to please stop being so biased in what they say. Tonight was just a complete bag fest on David, absolutely. It's even continuing into up late because they're both hosting it, which is Bree and Mikey, and they're still bagging David. I mean, please. This affects the voting on the outside and, you know, really when people host a show, they should keep their biases, you know, to a minimum, or at least, you know, try to host a show without showing any bias. It's normally the thing on other shows, so why not on Big Brother? That's all I wanted to say. Back to Game Master. Thanks, mate. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yes, hello, this is the real Snick 104, and yes, it is. I'd just like to do a little dedication to all those dickheads who decided that they want to imitate me. Well, what can I say? Me and Des are famous, and there's no such thing as bad publicity. Kiss my ass, and if you hate me so much, why the friggin' hell bother wasting 25 cents on me, you little bastards? And don't go around and saying that, oh, I'm wasting 25 cents on you, because this voicemail is not about you bunch of dickheads. Okay, no, sorry. Sorry, Desmond. I'm still with it. Sorry. Just my ass. I'd just like to express my severe hate for Camilla. She pisses me off so much. And also, a couple of forum members that I don't like. Shut up, Desmond. Please just shut your hole. I do not like Reality Junkie. I do not like that... Yes, actually, I'll just generalise. I do not like any of those bloody fools who decided to go and imitate me, because that's just really sad, and you can all kiss my ass.
Yeah, look, yeah, you all need to just shut up and, kiss my ass.
And, we were the first ones to start saying all that stuff when we, basically got a whole podcast dedicated to our abuse. So, if you're jealous, then it's not my problem. Anyway, I'm over it. You can run along, you little rabbit. Coming to a close, Big Brother. I'll just summarise my purpose of being on this website. Gretel is a man. Two, Gretel is a man. Three, I hate Gretel. Four, basically, you can all kiss my ass and use Desmond for number five.
Number five, Gretel is a man. Number six, Gretel is a man. Number seven, I don't like Gretel. Number eight, anyone that likes Gretel, kiss my ass. Number nine, that's Rutty, you can kiss my ass.
And number ten, kiss my ass, you little bastards. I'm going to go spray those walls green and brown. And don't you worry, it won't be pretty. It'll be dedicated to all you little bastards.